everybody. I'm Lynn Petrak, senior editor at Progressive Grocer, and welcome to Top Women in Grocery. It's a podcast focused on the trends, topics, and interests that drive women forward in our industry. We spotlight extraordinary women in our industry who have successful careers and interesting lives, who make a positive impact on their workplaces and their communities. And today, I'm so excited to be talking with Nancy Dalton. She's head of community experience and customer marketing for Amazon Access. Welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lynn. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. We talked a couple months ago for a story for a digital site, and we really wanted to have you back to share with our listeners and our viewers a little bit more about what you do and how important Amazon Access is. So I'm going to give a little bio about you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Nancy and her team design and implement retail products and services that make shopping on Amazon easier and more affordable while expanding access and convenience, equity, healthy food priority areas. Prior to joining Amazon Access, Nancy served in several leadership roles across Amazon. Before that, she spent 20 years in financial services, holding executive roles at Fleet Credit Card Services, Bank of America, and Barclays Bank. She's functioned as an executive coach at the National Diversity Women's Business Leadership Conference for several years. She holds a BS in Organizational Dynamics and is a senior certified professional through the Society for Human Resources Management, also known as SHRM. She completed her executive program in social impact strategy at University of Pennsylvania. She serves on the board of directors for Positive Deposits Incorporated, the Food Research and Action Center, and the Food Bank of Delaware. She also sits on the Milken Institute Business Council and is a member of its Food is Medicine Task Force. So that is fantastic. Thank you again for joining us.
Yes, I tell you, this is such incredible work. I am excited to have this opportunity to connect with you because this is such a huge passion area for me as well.
And it's on the minds of a lot of people. There's a lot of talk about food access, politicians and pundits and everyday people out there shopping. But this is your passion. This is what you do. So tell us a little bit about Amazon Access, what you're working on and how it's really a needed feature in today's environment to do something rather than to talk about it.
Absolutely. Amazon Access is the arm of the overall Amazon business that really focuses on developing products and services, to your point, that make shopping on Amazon easier and more affordable. And we really do try and listen and learn as we go across the country to understand the needs, which is so critically important. We're living in a time where inflation is really high and people are having to make difficult trade-off decisions about how they're going to put food on their table. And so we really want to be there for our customers when they need us most. And we want to be a part of the co-creation of developing programs and services that do meet those needs. And so I think that the time is urgent and the time is now for organizations like us to really lean in and support food access initiatives.
And you talked about going across the country. Is this something you're seeing across the country? It's not just in pockets. You see it in urban areas. You see it in rural areas. We see it in suburbia. So like, are you seeing it everywhere when you look out there, Nancy?
You know, I really am. You know, whether I am, you know, interacting with community-based organizations that are in urban centers or, you know, talking to communities that are more in rural territories, the issues are the same, right? One, the price of food has continued to rise. Two, people are trying to contend with everyday pressures of how to ensure that they can access healthy, affordable, you know, food for their families. And, you know, it's really been a challenge to navigate through all of that. And I would say that what I hear most frequently is convenience is important. Because not only do we have challenges in terms of contending with financial pressures, but there's also, you know, just time savings, right? Trying to figure out, like, you know, how do you make more time available to yourself during the day? And so a lot of the offerings that we've put in place are just about that, expanding access as well as lowering the cost of convenience.
Yeah, we saw that last year with the emergency allotments for COVID era. They lapsed and people were having a little bit harder time with it. Student loans had to come due. So there's really an acute need. I think you really hit on that. There's an acute need right now kind of across the board.
Absolutely.
And through technology, how is Amazon Access able to maybe remove some of these barriers, especially when it comes not just to food, but healthy food?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that many people are unaware of is the fact that prior to 2019, you really weren't able to use your SNAP EBT or your food stamp benefits online.
Right, right.
And so when you think about then facing the COVID scenario where we weren't necessarily sure if it was a good idea to go out of our doors or what have you, we needed to really unlock those benefits so that everyone had an opportunity to do so in a really safe manner. And so we were a part of one of the first online SNAP pilots with the USDA and local government. And we started out in just a few states just to really understand what it was that customers needed from us. And then when COVID happened, it was really important for us to expand to as many places as we possibly could. And so we are now a nationwide program. So whether you, you know, are living in a low income, low access environment where you don't have access to a grocery store within several miles of your home, you can actually use our services to get groceries delivered to your door and use your SNAP EBT as your payment method. And I think that's really a game changer in communities for sure.
I think so. And you think about people that might have to go on one bus, two buses, so, you know, just to be able to get to the store. You talk about the time, you talk about not being able to do that. And in some ways, it's kind of surprising how many I read about stores that are just kind of coming on board now with SNAP EBT. And it's like, boy, this should have, you know, you were one of the first, but some are coming on a little bit more slowly than others.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's really a new nascent payment vehicle, quite frankly. Because if you think about many people are used to going into the grocery store, and they still do, to, you know, get their everyday essentials met. But when you talked about that, riding on a bus, you know, 2-3 buses at a time, you may even have your family in tow. And then you have to think about, like, actually, how many hands do I have to transport everything? This opportunity to do so online is really, really helpful. It allows you to, you know, think about how you want to manage your shopping journey every month. It allows you to reinvest that time savings back into your family. And in addition to that, one area that people don't talk about a lot is that no one really knows how you're getting your groceries delivered to your door. And so sometimes people feel that stigma that I'm using a different type of payment, but that actually is eliminated when you are ordering online. And so I think the element of choice is so critically important. And I think being able to then reinvest that time to the things in your life that matter the most is important.
Absolutely. It takes away the stigma. And then you can also do what a lot of us are trying to do. We're trying to pre-shop. We're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need this week? How can I minimize waste? How can I maximize my budget? And pre-shopping really helps. And this allows them to do that.
Absolutely. And I hear that a lot when I am interacting in the community. You know, as I think about how people are using the services, we always want to know, tell us what's working really well for you.
Yeah.
Tell us the great feedback that we can go back and continue to iterate on our programs. And what we hear is you can't put a price on this savings of my time that you all have been able to give me. And I'll just give you one anecdote that has stuck with me, and it's in my belly when I talk about this, Lynn. I am so, you know, just humbled by this in particular. But I had asked a mother, she had small children, and I said, you know, how has this service really helped you better, you know, manage the shopping experience, your time? And she said, you know what? Before, I'm working several jobs. And so, like, finding time to even grocery shop has been really difficult for me. But now I can actually go on the app. I can choose when the groceries will be delivered. You know, I don't have to worry about my transportation or challenges. Me and my kids actually see this as like an experience where we wait for the driver to come and bring the items that we're going to make for dinner. And so that in and of itself, like, speaks volumes to, you know, just the lightened load that she now feels by being able to take advantage of this, you know, this service. And so that's why we're here. You know, we want to continue to iterate on the program to make it even more convenient.
Yeah, I bet you get personal stories like that all the time.
I do. It kind of breathes life for me, quite frankly. Like when you think about, you know, the roles that we play, you know, this one is so gratifying because I know every day that the work we do is making a difference.
And you kind of came about this in a personal way too. And how did your own experience kind of shape your commitment to expanding food access and to make this equitable for people?
Yes. You know, I grew up on food stamps. You know, my mother was a single mom. And, you know, there was a time where she fell down on her luck and she really needed some additional assistance so that we could have what we needed. And, you know, if it weren't for, you know, food stamps, we would not have been able to actually eat. And so that for me has stuck with me. I think that our customers' experiences and their lives will evolve over time. And you want to be there for customers when we feel like they need us the most. And so this is a full circle moment for me because now I have the opportunity to relate to their everyday experience, to understand some of the barriers that they face, and really work in concert with them to overcome those barriers. And so it just gives me so much joy to know that that lived experience can be a place of strength and can help you to actually, you know, really think through how best to design a program so that it is most useful.
And that's so inspiring. And it also brings back when you're not worried about how you're going to get the groceries, or you're not worried about when and where and bringing everybody. And maybe it's snowing, maybe it's raining. You can bring the food back to preparing meals for your, the joy back to preparing meals for your family. It's part of that too. Yeah. Enjoying the experience, nourishing your family in a way that's positive for everybody.
I couldn't agree more, Lynn. I mean, you and I both know that, you know, when you're running from one place to the next and really trying to figure out how am I even going to squeeze in the food prep?
Right.
Just make sure that everyone's eating at a decent hour, you know, having to then think about the transportation of it can be really challenging. And so to your point, I do feel like it's really helping to lighten that load and to really ensure that you not only can do so with time savings, but that healthy and affordable food is really important, right? Because you're also worried about how do I make sure that I'm nourishing my family in the right way as well.
And choices, you get more choices
for sure.
In terms of you're not just giving what someone's wants to give, you're getting what you want to get to serve your family that meets their tastes and their interests too.
Absolutely. You know, food is community. You know, I think often about how, you know, we as family members come together at a table and we're able to fellowship in a way that is very unique and special. And you want the emphasis to be on that experience. And so it's just really important that we remember, no matter where you live, no matter what your plight in life, everyone deserves to have that experience. Everyone deserves to have access to food, and all of the levers that we can pull in order to unlock and enable that, we have to really make sure that we're leaning into.
For sure. And you can support brands too, that are maybe startup brands or expose people to different types of products and different types of brands through what Amazon is able to do and through what Amazon Access is able to do too. So it kind of works throughout the food chain, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think that, you know, all of the players that are in the food system, you know, have to come together and centralize our focus on customer need. And I think that has really helped me in this role, make sure that we keep that emphasis on, like, what do we hear from the consumer? What is going to help them to meet their everyday essential needs, but also to do so in a way that, like, gives them back that additional time? And that is, like, a question that we ask ourselves every day.
Mm-hmm. I bet. And then is your program expanding? How would you describe the growth geographically, the growth in usage? Where are things at right now, Nancy? And where do you think it could be?
Yes. And so Amazon Access has really expanded, particularly in a number of ways. One, we have a centralized hub where no matter where you are, you can go to amazon.com/access and you see all of the services that we are providing. The one that we've talked about most today is payment with Snap EBT. We also have our Prime Access program where you get all of the benefits of Prime, but at 50% off. And so when you think about, hey, food, and then all of the other everyday essentials that I need, those two programs work in concert to address that. You are able to use your Snap EBT for your groceries through either Amazon.com, Whole Foods, as well as our Amazon Fresh grocery services. And these are nationwide programs that allow you to take advantage of the service. And so we're really excited that we've been able to grow the initiative. We've also been partnering with different organizations to figure out how do we incentivize healthy eating. And so some of the work that we've done with Washington State Department of Health, as well as Baltimore Food Policy, allows us to really customize the opportunity to incentivize more fruit and vegetable consumption, because we know that that's also really important for communities. And so we're just getting started, Lynn. Like, these are some of the key initial initiatives. But as we listen and learn, we know that there's so much more opportunity to serve the needs.
And are you finding people are excited about it kind of across age groups? It's the digital natives, the young people that, that you work with, and be like, yeah, I can do this. I got this. But are you seeing kind of excitement across the board?
I really am. You know, some of the ways that we go into the community is by attending grassroots events and activations. And what I find great joy in is helping even those who may not be as digitally savvy, show them how easy it is, how many, like, you know, very small steps you can take on your mobile phone. And next thing you know, by the time you get home, your food is already on the way to you, right? And so we've kind of taken away the, I guess, worry about interacting digitally for people that may have not always been as comfortable, because the solution is so easy.
You probably get a lot of aha moments like, this is great.
We really do, which is awesome. Yeah.
And that goes back and sparks your passion again.
It does. You know, it really does. I am, you know, it's very humbling too, because for me, I make sure that I'm out in the community as much as I can be with my team, because I love hearing the stories. I want to hear the feedback. And I want to make sure that there's a continuous loop where our consumers feel like they're actually co-creating with us, and that we're listening, and not just listening, but we're actioning the feedback as well. The Amazon Access Hub that I talked about actually was birthed out of those conversations, because people told us, hey, if there's one area I can go to see everything, that would really make it easier. And so we really embraced that, and we're able to bring that to bear. And so, you know, I think that's one of the key ingredients of our program, and what keeps our customers engaged is knowing that they have a voice, and that we're amplifying their voice as we look to develop new services.
And you're able to offer, you know, a lot of fresh foods and vegetables that are so important to a healthy diet. Are people sometimes surprised what they can get from you in that way too?
I think so. You know, when we first started to talk about our program, you know, people recognize Amazon as, you know, where the big boxes come from, right? They come to the door, but they don't necessarily think about it from a grocery perspective. And so as they started to learn about the various different grocery offerings that we provide, and how they can get their, you know, fresh produce or their lean meats or their pantry staples, and do so the same way with the convenience that they get when they order other types of items. I think it was really eye-opening. And we're often hearing really great feedback around how that has helped them to really think about our services in a really different way. And so you're right. It is surprising to different customers about how we do this. But it's also one that keeps them really engaged and wanting to know what else will we be able to bring to bear for them.
I love that. And you're also very involved in the community. You're involved in a lot of other organizations as well. So you're very well-rounded. And how important is that to you to bring all aspects of your life into what you do for Amazon, Nancy?
You know, Lynn, I always say that if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
I feel that. Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I feel. You know, for me, because I was a recipient of so many people who supported my family growing up, or different organizations that I knew shaped who I became, I really wanted to make sure that I, you know, leaned into as much community service as I possibly could. And I think that the experiences that I have, whether it be working on boards or, you know, working as an executive at Amazon, or even just like showing up and volunteering at community events, that synthesis of experiences really gives me a very different vantage point and perspective when I am trying to solve, you know, problems for customers. And so I do think that one of the areas of advice that I would give people is bring your whole self into your workplace, you know, because it is your greatest asset, and can really help you to shape new thinking, a new product design, and new ways to serve customers.
And have you talked with young women and young men too, in terms of getting into this industry? Like, oh, this is kind of a cool industry. Maybe it'd be kind of neat to be part of feeding people. And do you have advice for them? You just mentioned some advice, but do you have other advice for them as well, Nancy?
It's one of the things I love to do most, you know, just talk to mm-hmm. people who are considering different career pathways. A lot of times people will say, hey, I want to do one thing. And I say to them, be open and fluid around, you know, where your career might take you. Use your lived experience as like your greatest strength and asset. And, you know, for me, I've been in business for a very long time. I've been on operations side or customer experience or even government relations and, mm-hmm. you know, in the grocery space. And people often say, well, how did you do that? How did you keep like going through these career transitions? And I said, you know, for me, it's about letting people know what you're passionate about as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Understanding that your skills are transferable. And so, you know, I developed a history of scaling programs, scaling organizations, but also doing so working backwards from customers. And that led me into this space. And so, you know, I often say I'm the poster child for professional development. So you got to one, tell people mm-hmm. what you want to mm-hmm. do, share your mm-hmm. passion, you know, don't mm-hmm. be afraid to open up about your lived experiences. And also think differently about like grocery as an industry. You know, mm-hmm. you might be in supply chain. You may also just be in marketing. And all of those roles have their place within this industry. And I think you can also, you know, bring your diverse perspective as well, because our customers are very diverse as well, right? And mm-hmm. so like, I think, again, it goes back to bring your whole self into these experiences. Be open to where your career will take you. And know that your skills are always transferable.
Yeah. And imagine when, you know, your young self, if you had told you, you know, young Nancy, guess where you're going to be in 2024? Would you have believed him?
I would not have. Young Nancy thought she was going to be in the Foreign Service.
There you go.
Which was would have been a great experience and a great career. But because of like just how life actually ticked me into all of these different places, I feel like I have finally found my calling, right? Like it's, you know, people talk about career and calling. I think I have both. And that's sounds such like a blessing, Lynn.
And what a time to be in this industry, because just the amount of changes we've seen over the past few years and the potential that we have. I mean, I think there's so many things kind of firing all at once and enabling really, you know, finally let's talk about food access in a way to make it happen. In actionable ways. It sounds like you're really doing it.
It's really a great time to be in the food mm-hmm. industry. I think that one, convenience and choice are at the heart of what everyone is thinking about. I mm-hmm. think, you know, coming off of the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, you have, you know, this whole movement of private and public partnerships coming together to think about new and different ways to serve everyone's needs from a food perspective. And I think that, you know, you will see this movement accelerate in the years to come, quite frankly, because it's about wellness and health and convenience and choice. And when those things come together, I think it really does help everyone live a more quality, you know, quality of life.
Absolutely. It's all about removing the barriers. It really
for
is.
Sure. For sure. And hopefully we all have a role to remove those barriers, Lynn.
We do. No, we all do. And you can tell people in our industry have such a passion for it. It's like, I can feel it when I do these podcasts and when I talk to people, but it's passion, because I think ultimately it's about sustenance. And like you said, it's about, you know, the lived experience, and we want people to live the best possible one that they can.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't wait to see what Nancy in 2034 is doing. You know,
well, I tell you, I look at that horizon with great optimism and great expectation. And I feel like I am privileged and gifted to have the opportunity to keep learning from consumers every single day. And I think if I maintain that openness, the sky's the limit, Lynn.
I love it. And this industry is lucky to have you, Nancy.
And so I'm lucky to be a part of it.
For sure. We love it. Well, and we're lucky to have you on our podcast today. So thank you again so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a great opportunity to spend time with you today. And I look forward to continuing the dialogue, Lynn.
Same here. And for more information on Top Women in Grocery podcast, visit progressivegrocer.com/podcast. You can also subscribe to this series wherever you typically listen to podcasts, including Apple and Spotify. And if you have an idea for a twin podcast, we want to hear from you. So feel free to email me at lptrack@ensembleiq.com.